One of the most grueling set of trials, and it's one huge time endurance test, is our overcoming and preparation for entrance into God's kingdom. This week is no different. We're trying to get through this week with no leaven. It's not easy. I remember many times I failed. Like the intense training required by athletes, we must incrementally increase our endurance by intense training and being subject to multiple trials of varying length. We will certainly be tempted to give in, but we must develop ironclad patience and tenacity, staying focused on the joy of the finish line, following the lead of our Savior and training coach, Jesus. We must remember that God will never give us a trial or test beyond our capability of enduring. Prayer, Bible study, meditation, and fasting constitute our training exercises, while our tests and trials serve as weights and barbells, strengthening us for greater performance and service. The Tour de France. Anybody watch that? It's not that exciting, unless they crash, but that's not good either. It is often called the greatest test of endurance on earth. In order to just complete the race, one must cover 2,100 miles unassisted in a continuous 3-week period. And that's roughly a distance from Charlotte to Salt Lake City, Utah. That's quite a distance. And they must endure 21 stages up to 144 miles a day with inclines that even cars struggle to get up in first gear. The 21 stages are broken down into two primary types, road stages and time trial stages. The road stages comprise long, drawn-out endurance tests through rugged terrain. Alternately, the time trials are shorter, more intense endurance tests where the riders race against the clock at top speed over relatively flat land. It's a battle over mind, over body, that begs each athlete to stop every moment of every day. It is a grueling event, and in order to win, one must complete the entire race in the shortest time. It is a select few that compete and even finish the Tour de France, but there are a handful of superhumans who actually win it. But many would be surprised to learn that the greatest test of endurance on earth is not completed on a bicycle or on foot. It is a test of endurance that we, as God's called, must pass. It may not be physical, but overall may be more difficult and more grueling than the Tour de France, the 30-mile Manhattan Island swim, and the Boston Marathon combined. Matthew 24, verse 13. If you would turn there. Matthew 24 and verse 13. It says, or Jesus stated, "But he who endures to the end shall be saved." We live in a world of endless trials, and the key to developing spiritual endurance is understanding, expecting that our life here on earth is in fact many smaller trials or stages intertwined into one big trial that builds and tests our endurance, our faith in the Almighty God. As disciples of Jesus and Christ in God's church, we know the purpose of life on earth is to train and build a more godly character. Moreover, we understand that, much like the Tour de France, we experience multiple stages, multiple trials, and varying lengths and varying intensities. That said, we have all experienced times of severe trial when we lose focus, become faint-hearted, and for at least a moment we may have lost our strength and endurance. None of us look forward to trials, nor can we deny the feeling of relief when a trial is over. In fact, there's nothing like the feeling when we have made it through a tough situation, when we have endured, when the sense of joy and well-being are once again restored. But more often than not, just as one trial ends, another one might begin. If you would turn to Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36 through 38. For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. If you would turn to Habakkuk chapter 2. I got to pull out my trusty phone here. Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Through it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, his soul which is lifted up, not upright in him, but just shall live by his faith. Terrible times, God says, are coming, and the proud are going to be caught in that time. If you want to live, if you want to be spared, if you want to be saved, if you want to be able to witness these things and live beyond it, and I'm thinking here of eternal life, then you are going to live by your faith. And we just saw it's going to require perseverance. It's going to require endurance. Endurance is defined as the act, quality, or power of withstanding hardship or stress. The state or fact of preserving and continued existence, duration. There are various examples of remarkable endurance in the Bible, but perhaps we can learn from one great man who failed the endurance test. With God, he won many battles, but ultimately he lost focus and for at least one moment was overcome by a lack of spiritual endurance. That man is Moses. Moses was much like many of us before his calling in that he was naturally impatient. And I know me, when I was younger, I was very impatient. But God saw something in Moses. And God blessed him with wisdom and humility to the point where God overcame his carnal mind. We know this because God spoke of Moses as the meekest man on the face of the earth. And you can read that if you want to. I'm not going there, but Numbers chapter 12 and verse 3. We can only imagine the frustrations that Moses endured, having put up with a stiff-necked, faint-hearted people for 40 years. It was, after all, Israel's lack of spiritual endurance that caused them to wander for 40 years in the wilderness as God purged those who had lost faith in him. So let's turn to Numbers chapter 20. And as you turn there, I'll give you some context because we're picking it up in the middle of the scripture. God tested once again the endurance of the Israelites. He wanted to see what they had learned over the last 40 years. And sure enough, they failed the test of endurance. They murmured and complained. Numbers chapter 20, verse 7 through 11. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, take the rod, you and your brother Aaron, gather the congregation together, speak to the rock before their eyes, and it will yield its water. Thus you shall bring water for them out of the rock, and give drink to the congregation and their animals. So Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him, and Moses and Aaron gathered the assembly together before the rock. And he said to them, hear now, you rebels, must we bring water for you out of this rock? Then Moses lifted his hand and struck the rock twice with his rod, and water came out abundantly, and the congregation and their animals drank. Here's where Moses sinned. He became weary with the continual murmuring of the people against him and against God. His spiritual endurance gave out, and he became impatient. While Moses told the truth, the people were indeed rebels. It was spoken with impatience, and his anger is even more evident when he struck the rock twice. God didn't tell him to strike the rock at all. Reading on in verse 12, God rebukes Moses and Aaron, stating in Numbers 20, verse 12, when the Lord spoke to Aaron and Moses, because you did not believe me to hallow me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this assembly into the land which I have given them. Moses' lack of patience, his momentary lack of spiritual endurance and faith in God was his failure. No matter how long we have been a Christian, no matter how many battles we have stood firm in for truth and righteousness, if we are not properly trained and do not remain focused on God, we too will fail. We will not fail. We will not endure the test of faith. We will not reach the finish line to enter into the kingdom of God. So in conclusion, we must do our part to train ourselves. And we must build our spiritual endurance, our faith in God, through daily prayer, study, and meditation. We must stay focused on the finish line, our one true purpose, and put aside anything that hinders us from enduring. We should always remember that God has promised to be with us and that no trial will be more than we can bear. We should remember those who have gone before us in Hebrews 11. We must look to the one who has already run the race and endured it and won on our behalf. We are chosen, honored participants, chosen by God in the greatest race, the greatest endurance test of all time, a race to become part of God's family. So let us, through prayer, through study, through meditation, through fasting, increase our spiritual endurance, our faith in the Almighty God. For it is through Him and with Him that we are able to endure all things.